Now, continuing, the parable says that the son has been roaming from one town and one country to another, and eventually reaches the place where his father is living. In other words, the son is already on his way back, but he doesn't know this. He's been driven from place to place by his needs, his craving, his need for food, his need for clothing. And it's this that brings him almost to his father's door. Now, what does this mean? Let's say that we have a certain problem, maybe a psychological problem, and we're very worried about this problem, so worried that we can't sleep, suffer from insomnia, and sleeping tablets don't help, and we don't have any peace of mind, and we don't know what to do. And one day some friend says to us, "I know what will help you. You ought to meditate." So you ask, "Well, how? Where?" And they tell you, "All right, you go along to a such and such place. There's a class. You join that. It might help you. Might help you get peace of mind. Get rid of that problem." So, all right, you join the class. You practice the meditation. All you want to do is to get a bit of peace of mind, have a bit of sleep, and forget about that problem. That's all you want. But in the course of your contact, in the course of your practice of meditation, in the course of going to that class, you start hearing about something that you hadn't heard about before and in which you weren't in any case especially interested, namely Buddhism. And after a while, after some months maybe, believe it or not, you find yourself not just practicing meditation, not just trying to get rid of your problem, not just trying to get peace of mind, not just trying to have a good night's sleep, but you're actually trying to follow a spiritual path. And in course of time, you even start thinking in terms of enlightenment, of spiritual development, of the higher evolution. So when did you take the first step in that direction? You took the first step in that direction when you decided to join the class. But at that time, you did not know it. You were merely driven by your needs. Just like the son in the parable approaching his father's city, his father's door, without knowing it.